Evil isn't always obvious. Sometimes it lurks behind familiar smiles, kind gestures, or trusted relationships. But when you finally see through the facade, the truth hits hard, and their behavior shifts dramatically. People with malicious intent rarely admit their wrongdoing. Instead, they scramble to manipulate, confuse, or control the situation. In this episode, we'll uncover 10 manipulative tactics evil people use when they realize you've discovered their true nature. These are not just random acts. They're calculated moves designed to protect their deception and maintain power. Armed with the insights of Stoic philosophy, we'll explore how to recognize these behaviors, protect your peace of mind, and rise above their attempts to drag you down. By the end of this discussion, you'll be equipped to deal with such people confidently and with clarity, ensuring their toxicity doesn't cloud your life. Let's dive in. Sign 1. They come with a new reputation. When people with malicious intent realize their true nature has been exposed, they often launch into damage control mode. The first step in their strategy, reinventing themselves with a new reputation. This isn't a sign of genuine remorse or self-improvement. It's a calculated attempt to manipulate your perception and regain control over the situation. You may notice them suddenly adopt a completely different demeanor. Perhaps they shift from being domineering to playing the victim, painting themselves as misunderstood or unfairly judged. They'll craft elaborate stories to justify their past actions, often deflecting blame onto others or positioning themselves as the injured party. Their goal is clear: to make you question your own judgment and feel guilty for confronting or exposing them. This reinvention can take many forms. In social settings, they might begin associating with new people who are unaware of their past behavior, seeking validation and support from those who don't know the full story. They'll portray themselves as virtuous, hardworking, or even heroic, someone who has been wronged but has emerged stronger. In doing so, they attempt to isolate you, making you feel as though you're the only one who sees through their act. For example, imagine someone at work who has been sabotaging your efforts or undermining your reputation. Once confronted, instead of owning up to their actions, they might start painting themselves as the victim of workplace politics. They could highlight their contributions in meetings, seek praise from your colleagues, and align themselves with influential figures to bolster their credibility. This calculated reinvention serves two purposes. It distracts from their wrongdoings and creates an environment where others may begin doubting your claims. This tactic is not limited to professional settings. It extends to personal relationships as well. A manipulative friend or partner, when exposed, might begin portraying themselves as someone deeply hurt by your actions. They could reach out to mutual acquaintances, spinning stories that frame you as the aggressor and themselves as the innocent party. This not only garners sympathy for them, but also isolates you, making you question whether exposing their behavior was the right decision. From a Stoic perspective, Marcus Aurelius provides wisdom to navigate such situations. The opinion of 10,000 men is of no value if none of them know the truth. This reminds us that what others believe about the manipulator's new persona is irrelevant. What matters is your clarity and confidence in the truth. It's not your job to convince everyone else of their true nature. Time, consistency, and their own actions will eventually reveal the reality. Their reinvention might also include strategic acts of kindness or gestures meant to appear selfless. They could suddenly offer to help others or make public displays of goodwill, not out of genuine care, but as part of their effort to rebuild their image. These actions are carefully calculated to distract from their past behavior and make others see them in a new light. Recognizing this behavior is crucial to protecting yourself. Understand that their new reputation is a smokescreen designed to manipulate perception and maintain control. While it can be frustrating to watch others fall for their act, it's important to remain steadfast. The truth doesn't require constant defense. It simply requires patience and clarity. Epictetus advises, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. This wisdom is a reminder to focus on your own integrity and actions, rather than being consumed by their attempts to rewrite the narrative. By staying true to your values and refusing to be drawn into their manipulation, you maintain control over your own perspective and inner peace. Ultimately, the tactic of creating a new reputation is a form of self-preservation for the manipulative person. It's their way of avoiding accountability while regaining influence. But their reinvention is only skin deep. Over time, their true nature will resurface, and their pattern of behavior will betray them once again. Stay grounded, trust your instincts, and remember that their facade doesn't alter the truth you've uncovered. Their attempts at reinvention may confuse others, but they don't have to confuse you. In the end, clarity and self-awareness are your greatest defenses against their manipulative tactics. Sign 2. They give you strange vibrations. When people with malicious intent realize their true nature has been exposed, their energy changes. No longer masked by charm or feigned kindness, their behavior becomes unsettling, erratic, or outright uncomfortable. This shift isn't accidental. It's a deliberate attempt to unsettle you and regain psychological control. You might notice subtle changes at first. Their presence feels heavy, and their interactions seem loaded with tension. They might avoid eye contact, or conversely, they might stare for too long in a way that feels confrontational. Their tone of voice could shift dramatically, alternating between overly sweet and passive-aggressive. These strange vibrations are their way of trying to destabilize you, forcing you to question your confidence or judgment. In some cases, they use intimidation masked as indirect comments or vague threats, creating a sense of unease without openly addressing the issue. Imagine a manipulative coworker whose behavior you've called out. Suddenly, they begin making cryptic remarks like, "Some people don't understand how things really work around here," said with just enough emphasis to make you wonder if you're the target. Their goal is to confuse and unnerve you, keeping you off balance and less likely to confront them further. In close relationships, the unsettling behavior can take a more personal tone. A manipulative partner or friend might suddenly act cold, indifferent, or even overly attentive in a way that feels forced or insincere. This inconsistency is intentional. It's designed to make you feel unsure about where you stand with them, leaving you questioning their motives and doubting your own perceptions. Lao Tzu, one of the world's great thinkers, offered timeless wisdom on how to respond to unsettling energy. Stillness is the master of unrest. This teaches us that the best way to counter manipulative behavior is through calm detachment. Manipulative individuals feed off your reactions, whether it's anxiety, confusion, or an attempt to smooth things over. By maintaining composure, you deny them the emotional leverage they seek. Marcus Aurelius emphasized this same idea in Meditations. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Their strange vibrations are an external force meant to disrupt your inner stability. When you stay grounded in your values and focus on what you can control, your reactions, you become impervious to their attempts to manipulate you. Manipulative people often use this tactic in social settings to isolate you. Around others, they might behave normally, presenting themselves as friendly and cooperative, while their energy shifts drastically when they're alone with you. This creates a dynamic where you feel isolated or even paranoid, wondering if anyone else notices the shift. Their intention is to make you doubt your own perceptions, further strengthening their control over the situation. What makes this tactic so effective is its subtlety. It's hard to articulate to others why someone's behavior feels off. They rely on this vagueness to avoid accountability while keeping you unsettled. But your instincts are often your best guide. If someone's energy feels wrong, there's likely a reason for it. You don't need to justify or explain your feelings to anyone. Your intuition is enough. To respond effectively, start by staying calm and refusing to engage with their unsettling energy. Recognize that their behavior is meant to provoke a reaction. Instead, focus on creating emotional distance. Avoid falling into the trap of overanalyzing their actions or trying to fix the situation. Their discomfort and erratic behavior are theirs to manage, not yours. If their actions escalate, document specific instances of manipulation or hostility. This is especially important in professional or shared social environments where their behavior might impact others. Having a clear record can provide clarity for yourself and support if the situation requires intervention. Epictetus, another great thinker, reminds us, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the views they take of them. Their strange vibrations may feel unsettling, but they only have power over you if you allow them to affect your mindset. By focusing on what you know to be true and maintaining your inner calm, you take away their ability to control your emotions. Ultimately, these strange vibrations are a manipulative person's way of trying to regain control without directly addressing the truth. By staying composed, trusting your instincts, and refusing to let their energy impact your peace of mind, you maintain your strength and perspective. Let their tactics fall flat while you remain grounded in clarity and confidence." Sign 3. They lie to cover up past lies. When manipulative people realize that their true nature has been exposed, they rarely admit fault or take accountability. Instead, they double down, weaving an even more intricate web of lies to conceal the truth. Their goal is to confuse you, shift the narrative, and deflect attention away from their original deception. The lies might take the form of denial, excuses, or elaborate stories designed to undermine your confidence in what you've discovered. For example, if you confront them about a betrayal, they might claim you've misunderstood, misheard, or even fabricated the situation. They rely on creating doubt, both in your mind and in the minds of others, to maintain their facade. These secondary lies are often more manipulative than the initial deceit. They are tailored to counter your suspicions directly, making it harder for you to untangle the truth. Imagine a coworker who was caught taking credit for your work. Instead of acknowledging their behavior, they might invent a story about how they were asked to present your idea, or claim it was a team effort to deflect blame. Their objective is to muddy the waters and make it seem like their actions were justified or misunderstood. This tactic isn't just about self-preservation, it's also about regaining control. By layering lies upon lies, they aim to keep you tangled in a web of confusion, making you question your memory, your judgment, and even your reality. This manipulation, often referred to as gaslighting, is a hallmark of toxic individuals. It's a deliberate attempt to distort the truth and make you doubt your own perception of events. Marcus Aurelius offers a powerful reminder for navigating such situations. The truth is not harmed by lies, but the liar is harmed by the truth. This wisdom encourages us to remain steadfast in our understanding of the facts. Lies may create temporary chaos, but they cannot change reality. By holding on to the truth, you protect yourself from their manipulative attempts to rewrite the narrative. Manipulative people are often skilled storytellers. They craft lies that seem plausible enough to sow doubt, but also dramatic enough to draw attention away from the original issue. For example, in personal relationships, they might claim that their actions were driven by noble intentions or that they were the victim of circumstances beyond their control. They may even blame you for the situation, accusing you of being too sensitive, paranoid, or unforgiving. This tactic can be emotionally draining. The more they lie, the more you feel the need to prove the truth, which only pulls you deeper into their manipulative game. However, the Stoics teach us to focus on what we can control. Epictetus wisely said, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." Rather than getting caught in the cycle of defending yourself against their lies, focus on your actions and integrity. Let your truth stand on its own and trust that their dishonesty will unravel over time. In social settings, this tactic can be particularly damaging. Manipulative individuals might spread false narratives to mutual acquaintances, framing themselves as victims or heroes while casting you in a negative light. This is an attempt to isolate you and gather allies who can support their version of events. It's frustrating to watch others believe their lies, but the Stoics remind us to stay composed. Over time, consistency and authenticity will reveal the truth, while their web of lies becomes unsustainable. To navigate this tactic, start by trusting your instincts and sticking to the facts. Avoid engaging in endless arguments or trying to win the narrative. They thrive on the chaos this creates. Instead, calmly state the truth when necessary and let your actions reflect your integrity. Document any concrete evidence you have, especially in professional settings, to protect yourself from their manipulations. Seneca provides valuable insight here. Time discovers truth. Their lies may create confusion in the short term, but the truth has a way of coming to light. By remaining patient and composed, you allow their own dishonesty to expose itself. Ultimately, their tactic of lying to cover up past lies is a sign of desperation. They fear accountability and the loss of control, so they resort to deception to protect their ego. Recognizing this behavior is the first step in disarming it. Refuse to play their game, hold on to the truth, and trust that their lies will eventually collapse under their own weight. In the end, your clarity and integrity are your greatest defenses against their manipulative tactics. Sign 4. They only come around when they need something. One of the most recognizable traits of manipulative people is their opportunism. Once their true nature is exposed, they stop pretending to care about you or maintaining a genuine relationship. Instead, they only reappear in your life when they need something. This calculated behavior reveals their self-serving mindset and their inability to value others for anything beyond their usefulness. At first, this tactic might not be obvious. They could disguise their intentions behind friendly gestures, acting as though they're reconnecting out of genuine concern or interest. But their true motives soon become clear. They want something from you, whether it's emotional support, a favor, or access to your resources. Once they get what they want, they vanish again, leaving you feeling used and disrespected. Marcus Aurelius offers a valuable reminder in Meditations. A person's worth is measured by the things they pursue. When manipulative people reappear only when it benefits them, their actions reveal what they truly value, not the relationship, but what they can extract from it. Recognizing this pattern helps you guard your time and energy, ensuring you're not drawn back into their cycle of exploitation. This behavior is often seen in both personal and professional settings. Imagine a colleague who suddenly reaches out after months of silence, only to ask for help on a project or favor with a higher up. Or consider a friend who never checks in on you, but suddenly becomes attentive when they need a loan, a place to stay, or advice. The pattern is consistent. They engage when it suits their needs and disappear when you're no longer useful. Manipulative individuals might also employ guilt to secure your help. They'll say things like, "I thought you'd be the one person I could count on." Or, "After everything we've been through, I didn't expect you to turn your back on me." This emotional manipulation is designed to make you feel obligated, even though their interest in you is purely transactional. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, provides wisdom for dealing with such behavior. Associate with people who are likely to improve you. This advice encourages us to evaluate our relationships based on mutual respect and growth. If someone only comes around when they need something, they're not improving your life, they're draining it. By recognizing this, you can set boundaries and focus on relationships that are truly reciprocal. The opportunism of manipulative people often extends to leveraging your vulnerabilities. They might show up during a challenging time in your life, not to support you, but to use your weakened state to their advantage. For example, a toxic ex-partner might reach out during a moment of heartbreak, pretending to offer comfort while seeking to re-establish control. Their timing is intentional, exploiting your emotional state to manipulate you further. To protect yourself, it's essential to set clear boundaries. Politely but firmly decline their requests if you sense their intentions are self-serving. You don't owe them an explanation, especially if their actions have repeatedly shown a lack of respect for your time or well-being. Epictetus reminds us of the importance of protecting our peace. He who is not disturbed by what happens to him has discovered the secret of life. When they try to guilt or pressure you, remain calm and grounded in your decisions. Their desperation for something from you is a reflection of their own instability, not a measure of your responsibility to them. A practical approach is to assess whether their request aligns with your values and priorities. Ask yourself, is this person genuinely interested in my well-being, or are they only here because they need something? If it's the latter, don't hesitate to prioritize your own peace and decline. Manipulative people thrive on guilt and obligation, but you have the power to break that cycle. Ultimately, their opportunistic behavior is a clear indication of their lack of genuine care. They view relationships as transactions, valuing people only for what they can gain. Recognizing this frees you from the trap of trying to please or accommodate them. By setting firm boundaries and focusing on relationships built on mutual respect, you protect yourself from being used. So, the next time someone reappears in your life after a long absence, consider their motives carefully. If their interest feels conditional or self-serving, it's okay to walk away. As the Stoics teach us, your time, energy, and peace of mind are far too valuable to waste on those who only take without giving. Sign 5. They try to make you feel stupid. When manipulative individuals realize you've uncovered their true nature, one of their go-to tactics is to undermine your confidence by making you feel unintelligent or irrational. This strategy is designed to make you question your perceptions and doubt your judgment. By belittling your intelligence, they attempt to regain the upper hand, forcing you to second-guess yourself and back away from confronting their behavior. This tactic can manifest in subtle or overt ways. They might dismiss your concerns with statements like, "You're overthinking things," or "You're just being too sensitive." These comments are intended to downplay your feelings and make you doubt the validity of your observations. Alternatively, they might use sarcasm or mockery to attack your intelligence, saying things like, "I can't believe you'd think that's true," or "Do you even know what you're talking about?" In some cases, they may resort to more elaborate strategies, using complicated language or convoluted arguments to confuse you. This tactic, sometimes called intellectual bullying, is meant to overwhelm you, making you feel too uninformed or inadequate to challenge them. Their goal is simple: to erode your confidence and shift the focus away from their wrongdoing. Marcus Aurelius offers a powerful reminder for such moments. The opinion of others cannot shake the truth, nor can it change who you are. This wisdom encourages us to remain grounded in our understanding of reality, no matter how much someone tries to belittle or discredit us. Their attempts to make you feel stupid are not a reflection of your intelligence, they're a reflection of their insecurity and need for control. Consider how this might look in everyday life. Imagine confronting a manipulative coworker about taking credit for your work. Instead of addressing the issue, they respond with condescension. "You clearly don't understand how things work here. Maybe you should focus on your own tasks." Their dismissive tone is designed to make you feel small and hesitant to push back further. In personal relationships, this tactic can take an even more damaging form. A manipulative partner or friend might subtly chip away at your self-esteem over time, questioning your decisions or mocking your ideas. They might say things like, "You're always so dramatic," or "That's such a silly thing to think." These comments, repeated often enough, can create a narrative that leaves you doubting your own abilities and instincts. Lao Tzu, a profound thinker, offered timeless wisdom for navigating such situations. "Care about people's approval, and you will always be their prisoner." When someone tries to make you feel stupid, it's often a way to assert dominance by making you seek their validation. By letting go of the need for their approval, you free yourself from their manipulative grip and reclaim your confidence. To counter this tactic, start by reminding yourself of your strengths and the truth of your observations. Trust your instincts and don't let their dismissive behavior cloud your judgment. If their comments are particularly harsh or condescending, respond with calm and measured confidence. For example, you might say, "I understand that you see things differently, but my perspective is valid and I stand by it." This approach not only defends your position, but also shows that their attempts to belittle you won't succeed. Epictetus wisely said, "It is not events that disturb people, it is their judgments concerning them." The way you interpret their belittling behavior determines its impact on you. Recognize it for what it is, a manipulative tactic, and refuse to internalize their criticism. Their words have no power unless you allow them to affect your self-perception. Manipulative people thrive on creating doubt, but you can disarm this tactic by cultivating self-awareness and self-assurance. Surround yourself with people who support and respect you, and take time to reflect on your accomplishments and strengths. The more confident you are in yourself, the less effective their attempts to undermine you will be. Ultimately, when someone tries to make you feel stupid, they're revealing their own fear and insecurity. By remaining calm, trusting your instincts and refusing to engage in their manipulative games, you maintain control over your confidence and peace of mind. Their attempts to belittle you are a reflection of their own flaws, not yours. Trust in your intelligence, stand firm in your truth, and let their words fall away like the empty tools of manipulation they are. Sign 6. They act like they don't know what they are. One of the most deceptive tactics manipulative people use when exposed is to feign ignorance about their behavior. They act as if they are completely unaware of the harm they've caused, denying any wrongdoing or responsibility. This tactic is designed to confuse you, shift the blame, and make you doubt your understanding of the situation. Instead of acknowledging their actions, they may respond with statements like, "What are you talking about?" or, "I would never do something like that." They pretend to be shocked or even offended by your accusations, creating a narrative where they appear innocent and you seem unreasonable. By doing so, they hope to redirect the focus away from their behavior and back onto you. This denial often comes with a performance of vulnerability. They might say things like, "I can't believe you'd think that about me," or, "I thought we had a stronger bond than this." Their feigned confusion and hurt are carefully calculated to make you question whether you've misunderstood their actions. Marcus Aurelius offers wisdom for such moments. Do not waste time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. This is a reminder to focus on your integrity rather than getting drawn into their manipulative games. Their pretense of ignorance is a distraction. The truth of their behavior doesn't change just because they refuse to acknowledge it. This tactic is especially damaging because it exploits your empathy. Manipulative individuals know that most people don't want to hurt others or accuse them unjustly. By acting unaware, they create doubt and guilt in your mind, making you second-guess your observations and potentially retract your confrontation. For instance, imagine you call out a friend for consistently breaking promises. Instead of addressing the issue, they respond with, "I had no idea you felt that way. Why didn't you say something sooner?" Their reaction deflects the responsibility back onto you, making it seem like the problem lies in your communication rather than their actions. Epictetus provides a useful perspective here. It is not things that disturb us, but our interpretation of their significance. Recognize their feigned ignorance for what it is, a tactic to manipulate your perception. Their refusal to acknowledge their behavior doesn't invalidate the reality of what you've experienced. Trust your instincts and the facts, even when they try to distort them. This behavior is also common in professional settings. A manipulative colleague, when confronted about undermining you, might respond with, "I had no idea you felt that way. I was only trying to help." By pretending ignorance, they shift the narrative, forcing you to either explain yourself repeatedly or back down from your position. To navigate this tactic effectively, focus on staying calm and grounded. Avoid getting drawn into arguments where you feel the need to prove their awareness of their actions. Instead, assert your perspective with clarity and confidence. For example, you could say, "I believe we both know what happened, and I think it's important to address it directly." This approach makes it clear that you see through their pretense without becoming defensive or accusatory. Lao Tzu offers timeless wisdom that applies here. "He who knows others is wise. He who knows himself is enlightened." When they act like they don't know what they are, it's a reflection of their unwillingness to face themselves. Your strength lies in your ability to remain self-aware and steadfast in your understanding of the truth. Feigned ignorance is ultimately a shield manipulative people use to avoid accountability. By acting oblivious, they hope to muddy the waters and create enough doubt to protect themselves. But this tactic only works if you let it. Trust what you've observed, stay focused on your integrity, and refuse to be swayed by their performance. Their denial is not your problem to solve. It's their way of avoiding responsibility. By recognizing this tactic and maintaining your clarity, you protect yourself from their manipulation and keep the focus on what truly matters, the truth of your experience and your ability to rise above their games. Sign 7. They try to manipulate you. When exposed, manipulative people often double down on their core skill, manipulation. This is their most powerful weapon, and they'll wield it in increasingly subtle and complex ways to regain control of the situation. Their goal is to make you doubt your perspective, question your feelings, and ultimately submit to their influence once again. Manipulation comes in many forms. They might use guilt, saying things like, "I can't believe you'd think so poorly of me after everything we've been through," to make you feel like the villain for confronting them. Alternatively, they could try to play the victim, portraying themselves as misunderstood or unfairly treated. This tactic shifts the narrative, making you second-guess whether you were justified in exposing their behavior. Another common strategy is emotional blackmail. They'll leverage your empathy, saying things like, "If you really cared about me, you'd give me the benefit of the doubt," or, "You're tearing this relationship apart by not trusting me." These manipulative statements are designed to make you feel responsible for the damage caused by their actions, effectively turning the tables on you. Marcus Aurelius reminds us of the importance of staying grounded. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. This wisdom encourages us to recognize manipulation for what it is: a tactic to unbalance and control you. By remaining calm and centered, you can resist the emotional pull of their strategies and maintain clarity about the situation. Manipulative people also exploit your vulnerabilities. They know your fears, insecurities, and desires, and they'll use them to sway your decisions. For example, if they know you value harmony, they might accuse you of being the one causing conflict. If they sense you fear abandonment, they might threaten to walk away unless you give in to their demands. These tactics are calculated to exploit your emotional triggers, leaving you feeling trapped and powerless. Epictetus offers a guiding principle in such situations: no one can harm you without your consent. This means that while their manipulation may be persistent and cunning, it only succeeds if you allow it to take hold. Recognizing their tactics and detaching emotionally from their games is the first step to reclaiming your power. Manipulation isn't always emotional. It can also be practical. For instance, a manipulative coworker might use flattery to gain your trust, only to exploit your goodwill later. They might say, "You're so much better at this than I am. Could you handle it for me?" While this may seem harmless on the surface, it's a calculated attempt to shift their workload onto you while they take credit for your efforts. In personal relationships, they might create dependency, subtly undermining your confidence so you feel like you need them to navigate life. They could say things like, "You'd never manage without me," or, "I'm the only one who really understands you." These comments are designed to erode your self-esteem and make you reliant on their presence, giving them greater control over your decisions and actions. To counteract manipulation, focus on setting clear boundaries. When they try to guilt you, calmly state your position without getting defensive. For example, you might say, "I understand how you feel, but I need to stay true to what I believe is right." This approach acknowledges their emotions without giving in to their demands. Seneca offers timeless wisdom for dealing with such individuals. "He who is brave is free." Setting boundaries and refusing to be manipulated requires courage, especially when dealing with someone skilled at emotional games. But by standing firm, you reclaim your freedom and protect your mental and emotional well-being. Here are practical steps to handle manipulation. 1. Recognize the pattern. Pay attention to recurring tactics they use, such as guilt-tripping, flattery, or playing the victim. Once you see the pattern, it becomes easier to resist. 2. Detach emotionally. Manipulation thrives on emotional reactions. By staying calm and composed, you deny them the leverage they seek. 3. Stay assertive. Politely but firmly reinforce your boundaries. For example, say, "I can't help you with this right now, but I hope you can find a solution." 4. Trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't let their words make you doubt your gut feelings. Ultimately, their attempts to manipulate you are a sign of desperation. They know their control over you is slipping, so they resort to increasingly elaborate tactics to regain power. By recognizing and resisting these strategies, you maintain your strength and protect your peace of mind. As manipulative as they may be, remember that their behavior reflects their own insecurities, not your worth. You have the power to see through their games, stand firm in your truth, and refuse to let their tactics dictate your actions. Trust in your ability to rise above their manipulation and maintain control over your own life. Sign 8. They exploit your vulnerabilities. When manipulative individuals realize their true nature has been exposed, one of their most insidious tactics is to exploit your vulnerabilities. They know where your weak spots lie, your fears, insecurities, and emotional triggers, and they use this knowledge to regain control. Their aim is to make you feel powerless, overwhelmed, or dependent on them, ensuring you remain within their grasp. This tactic is particularly dangerous because it's deeply personal. Manipulative people are often skilled observers, having spent time understanding what makes you tick. Whether it's a fear of abandonment, a need for validation, or a specific struggle you've shared with them in confidence, they will weaponize these vulnerabilities against you. For example, imagine you've confided in a friend about your struggle with self-esteem. Once their manipulative behavior is exposed, they might twist this vulnerability by saying things like, "No one else will accept you the way I do," or, "I'm the only person who truly understands you." By preying on your insecurities, they create a sense of dependence, making it harder for you to break away. Marcus Aurelius offers wisdom for such moments in Meditations. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This is a reminder that while they may try to exploit your external vulnerabilities, your inner resilience remains untouchable. By recognizing their tactics and focusing on your own strength, you can resist their attempts to manipulate you. Manipulative individuals also exploit situational vulnerabilities. If you're going through a challenging period, such as a breakup, job loss, or family conflict, they may position themselves as a source of support, only to use this as leverage later. They might offer help with strings attached, making you feel indebted or guilty for not reciprocating in ways that benefit them. Epictetus, provides insight here. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. This teaches us to define our values and boundaries clearly, even in moments of vulnerability. When you know what you stand for, it becomes easier to resist their manipulative attempts, no matter how tempting or reassuring their offers may seem. In professional settings, this tactic can take the form of exploiting your ambitions or insecurities about performance. A manipulative colleague might say something like, "I can help you get noticed by the boss, but you'll need to take on this extra work for me." Or, "You don't want to mess this up. It's your chance to prove yourself." These statements are designed to make you feel obligated or anxious, pushing you to act in ways that benefit them while disregarding your own needs. Recognizing this behavior requires self-awareness. Start by identifying the areas where you feel most vulnerable, whether emotionally, socially, or professionally. When someone's actions seem to target these areas, take a step back and ask yourself, "Is this person genuinely trying to help, or are they using my situation to gain an advantage?" Lao Tzu reminds us, "Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power." When you acknowledge your vulnerabilities without shame and take steps to address them, you disarm manipulative people. They lose their ability to control you because you've taken ownership of your challenges and refuse to let them be used against you. To protect yourself, consider these steps. 1. Recognize the pattern. If someone consistently brings up your vulnerabilities or uses them to influence your decisions, it's a red flag. 2. Reframe your weaknesses. Shift your perspective by viewing vulnerabilities as areas for growth rather than flaws. This mindset reduces their power over you. 3. Set boundaries. If they attempt to exploit your situation, respond firmly. For example, say, "I appreciate your concern, but I'll handle this in my own way." 4. Build a support system. Surround yourself with people who uplift and respect you, ensuring manipulative individuals have less influence over your life. Manipulative people often exploit vulnerabilities because they see them as opportunities to maintain control. However, by recognizing their tactics and strengthening your self-awareness, you can neutralize their attempts. When you refuse to let your insecurities or struggles define you, you take away the power they seek to wield. Ultimately, the ability to rise above this tactic lies in understanding that your vulnerabilities are part of your humanity, not a weakness to be exploited. By embracing them with compassion and working to strengthen yourself, you shield your peace of mind and reclaim control over your life. As Marcus Aurelius and other great thinkers remind us, your inner resilience is the greatest defense against any external force. Sign 9. They isolate you from others. When manipulative people feel their control slipping, one of their most effective tactics is to isolate you from your support network. They know that the more connected you are to others, friends, family, or colleagues, the less influence they have over you. By cutting you off from the people who care about you, they make you more dependent on them, ensuring that their manipulative grip remains intact. This tactic often begins subtly. They might plant seeds of doubt about your relationships, saying things like, "I don't think your friends really understand you the way I do," or, "Why do you always tell your family about our private matters?" These comments are designed to make you question the loyalty and intentions of the people around you, gradually pulling you away from those who could provide perspective and support. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What stands in the way becomes the way." In the context of manipulation, this means that recognizing their attempts to isolate you is the first step in reclaiming your agency. By identifying this behavior, you can resist it and actively work to maintain your connections with others. Manipulative individuals might also try to monopolize your time, ensuring you have little opportunity to engage with your support network. They may interrupt your plans, create crises that require your immediate attention, or guilt you into prioritizing them over others. For example, they might say, "I can't believe you're choosing to spend time with them instead of helping me." Or, "You know how much I need you right now." This tactic can also take on a more aggressive form, such as openly criticizing the people in your life. They might label your friends as toxic, your family as meddlesome, or your colleagues as untrustworthy. Their goal is to isolate you emotionally, making you doubt the intentions of those who care about you, while reinforcing their own position as the only one you can rely on. Seneca offers a profound reminder in such moments. True happiness is to enjoy the present, without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have. This wisdom encourages you to trust the authenticity of your relationships and not let manipulative people distort your view of others. Genuine connections are built on mutual respect and trust, not on fear or doubt. Another common aspect of this tactic is creating drama between you and your loved ones. Manipulative individuals may deliberately share misleading information, exaggerate conflicts, or spread rumors to create rifts. For example, they might say, "Your friend told me they don't think you're capable of handling this," or, "Your sibling seems to be jealous of you." These statements sow discord, leaving you unsure of who to trust. Epictetus provides clarity here. We should not try to avoid others' blame, but to avoid blaming ourselves. This is a reminder to focus on your own integrity and the truth of your relationships. If someone is trying to isolate you, it reflects their insecurity and need for control, not the validity of your connections. To counter this tactic, it's crucial to stay aware of their attempts and actively nurture your relationships. Here's how. 1. Communicate openly. Talk to your trusted friends or family members about what's happening. Sharing your experiences helps you maintain perspective and ensures you're not navigating the situation alone. 2. Set boundaries. If the manipulative person tries to interfere with your relationships, calmly but firmly assert your independence. For example, say, "I value my time with others, and I won't let that change." 3. Trust your instincts. If their criticism of others feels exaggerated or unwarranted, it likely is. Don't let their narrative override your own understanding of your relationships. 4. Reconnect with your support system. Spend time with people who uplift and encourage you. Their presence reinforces your confidence and helps counter the isolating effects of manipulation. Lao Tzu's wisdom is particularly relevant here. "He who stands on tiptoe does not stand firm." Manipulative individuals rely on shaky tactics like isolation to maintain control. By staying grounded in your relationships and refusing to let them cut you off from others, you undermine their strategy. Ultimately, their attempts to isolate you are a reflection of their own fear of losing power. They know that when you have a strong support system, their influence diminishes. By recognizing this behavior and taking steps to strengthen your connections, you reclaim your independence and protect yourself from their control. Remember, no one who genuinely cares about you will try to separate you from the people who bring you joy and strength. Stay connected, trust your instincts, and know that your relationships are a source of resilience against manipulation. As Marcus Aurelius reminds us, what stands in the way becomes the way, and by confronting their attempts at isolation, you pave the path to greater freedom and clarity. Sign 10. They project their flaws onto you. One of the most common tactics manipulative individuals use when they've been exposed is to project their own flaws, mistakes, and toxic behaviors onto you. Instead of taking responsibility for their actions, they accuse you of the very behaviors they are guilty of. This tactic, often referred to as projection, is designed to confuse you, shift the blame, and undermine your confidence in your own judgment. Projection works by flipping the script. For example, if they've been dishonest, they might accuse you of lying. If they've been manipulative, they might label you as controlling. By turning their flaws into accusations against you, they attempt to deflect attention from their own actions and put you on the defensive. This not only derails the original confrontation, but also makes you question whether you're the one at fault. Marcus Aurelius wrote in Meditations, "Whenever you're about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I'm about to criticize?" This wisdom serves as a powerful reminder to approach accusations with clarity. When someone projects their flaws onto you, it says more about their character than it does about yours. Their accusations are a reflection of their own insecurities, not an accurate assessment of your behavior. Manipulative people use projection because it creates confusion. By accusing you of the very behavior they're guilty of, they force you to defend yourself, shifting the focus away from their own actions. This tactic is especially effective in personal relationships, where emotional bonds make you more likely to internalize their criticism. For example, imagine confronting a partner about their lack of honesty. Instead of addressing your concerns, they might respond with, "You're the one who's always hiding things from me." This accusation puts you on the defensive, making you feel like you have to prove your innocence while their dishonesty goes unaddressed. Epictetus offers a timeless insight for handling such situations. When someone criticizes you, listen closely. If they are right, correct yourself. If they are wrong, ignore them. This advice encourages us to evaluate accusations objectively. If their claims lack merit, don't let them cloud your understanding of the truth. Recognize projection for what it is: a manipulative attempt to avoid accountability. Projection can also occur in professional settings. A manipulative colleague, for instance, might accuse you of being uncooperative when, in reality, they are the ones refusing to collaborate. By framing you as the problem, they deflect attention from their own behavior and create doubt among others. To navigate this tactic effectively, maintain your composure and stick to the facts. Resist the urge to engage in a back-and-forth argument, as this only feeds into their manipulation. Instead, calmly state your observations and refocus the conversation on their behavior. For example, you might say, "I hear your concerns, but this discussion is about the specific actions we're addressing. Let's focus on resolving that." Seneca offers a grounding perspective. "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. You are arranging what lies in fortune's control and abandoning what lies in yours." This serves as a reminder to focus on what you can control: your actions, your clarity, and your truth. Don't waste energy trying to change their narrative. Instead, let their behavior speak for itself. Manipulative individuals often use projection as a last-ditch effort to maintain control because it shifts the focus away from their wrongdoing. Recognizing this tactic empowers you to disengage from their games and protect your sense of reality. Here are practical steps to counter projection. 1. Stay grounded in the truth. Remind yourself of the facts and trust your perception of events. Their accusations are a diversion, not the truth. 2. Avoid over-explaining. Don't fall into the trap of defending yourself excessively. A simple, confident response is often more effective. 3. Document patterns. If projection occurs repeatedly, take note of the instances. This can help you identify a clear pattern of behavior and provide clarity if others are involved. 4. Seek outside perspective. Discuss the situation with trusted friends, family, or colleagues. Their input can help reaffirm your understanding and counter any confusion caused by projection. Lao Tzu's wisdom is particularly relevant here. Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. By understanding your own character and staying confident in your values, you can resist the destabilizing effects of projection. Their attempts to project their flaws onto you are an admission of their own shortcomings, not a reflection of who you are. Ultimately, projection is a desperate attempt to avoid accountability and maintain control. By recognizing this tactic and refusing to engage with it, you protect your peace of mind and maintain clarity. Trust in your integrity, focus on your truth, and remember, their accusations are a mirror of their own flaws, not a measure of your worth. Stay grounded, stand firm, and let their attempts at manipulation fall flat. Manipulative individuals can leave a lasting impact if we don't recognize their tactics and take steps to protect ourselves. Through their behaviors, whether it's projecting their flaws onto you, isolating you from others, or exploiting your vulnerabilities, they seek to maintain control and keep you trapped in their web of deception. But awareness is your greatest defense. As we've explored the B10 manipulative tactics, one truth becomes clear. These behaviors are not a reflection of your worth or capabilities, but of their insecurities and need for power. By staying grounded in your values, trusting your instincts, and setting firm boundaries, you can shield yourself from their influence and maintain your peace of mind. Stoic philosophy teaches us to focus on what we can control, our reactions, our choices, and our mindset. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The best revenge is to be unlike your enemy." This means rising above their games, refusing to mirror their toxic behaviors, and staying true to your own integrity. Manipulative people thrive on confusion and chaos, but your clarity, strength, and composure can disarm their tactics. Remember, you're not alone. Whether it's leaning on trusted friends, seeking advice, or simply reaffirming your own self-worth, there are always tools and resources to help you navigate challenging situations. Don't let their attempts to control or belittle you dim your light. You have the power to recognize manipulation, protect your boundaries, and live with confidence and authenticity. Thank you for joining us on this journey of self-awareness and empowerment. If these insights resonated with you, share them with someone who might need a reminder to trust their instincts and rise above manipulation. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and protect the peace you deserve.